Homelessness is often considered an urban problem. But a recent NPR survey found a third of rural Americans say homelessness is a problem in their communities, too. In the first of a series of reports from the Ohio Valley Resource, Mary Meehan explores rural homelessness. Those working on the issue say it remains largely hidden, even as the region's opioid crisis pushes more people into need.
Tall with a wild beard, Charles Bowers folds into the passenger seat of my Honda Fit. We are going to visit rural homeless camps around Fayette County, Kentucky.
So do these camps have names?
No. Butch. We don't ever name them.
Until recently moving into an apartment, he'd been living in the wooded areas hidden from view. Bowers goes by the nickname Country, fitting for someone who figures he spent at least half of his 51 years living outside.
A lot of people in the world don't realize it, but they one paycheck away from being out here with us.
He says it's a hard and sometimes dangerous life.
We'll go by where my hut was, where my wife died at.
Cindy Harrison died of hypothermia last year while he slept beside her. They were together 13 years.
She's a Cherokee Indian. She's old high cheekbones, old gray hair. She's beautiful.
Even after that tragedy, Bowers didn't get out of the camps right away. He says he's an alcoholic and couldn't quit on his own.
I tried to quit drinking out here, I'll tell you what, them seizures. I've had four or five in a day before, and they ain't no fun.
Those working with the rural homeless say it's a largely hidden problem, and a social safety net stressed by the region's profound addiction crisis means it's a growing problem as well. Jimmy Scott is volunteer coordinator for the Saving Grace Homeless Shelter in Letcher County. It's located in the rural southeast edge of Kentucky. He sees a sad pattern again and again. People may lose a car. Without transportation, they lose a job.
And when their options finally run out, you know, some of them are in tents even outside.
That can have a huge effect on health. Research shows that the unsheltered homeless often live far shorter lives than other Americans. Polly Ruddick runs Lexington's homelessness prevention program and has worked with local officials around the state on the issue. She says many are blind to what is happening in their own communities.
And I had mayors, I had judge executives flat out tell me to my face, my community does not have homeless people. And my response was, yes, you do. You just either choose to ignore it or you really don't see it.
Some of the region's communities now have fewer ways to help as the opioid crisis strains resources. Jenny Ramsey runs the Catholic Action Center in Lexington. A decade ago, she says, someone in the shelter who came from a rural place would often find somebody back home who would take them in. Not anymore.
The safety nets that have been in place are leaking. They always have leaked, but they're getting shredded.
At the Hope Center across town, officials are trying to change that. They're building a sober community with 48 apartments. Development Director Carrie Thayer shows off the work in progress.
These down here, we have three classrooms, community rooms.
She says it was clients who had completed the Hope Center's recovery program who pushed hard for the apartments.
They were ready to turn over a new way of life, but the hardest thing for them is finding safe and affordable housing.
The studio apartments have hardwood floors and big windows. The first residents will move in later this summer. Country Bowers also has his own apartment now and is sober. He works for the Catholic Action Center on outreach and advocacy. That includes visiting the camps he once called home not too long ago.
See, when it rains, this creek comes plumb up here. It gets deep.
Stopping in front of a thicket of bushes, he lifts a hand as a signal.
That's what you're looking for right there. You know.
Barely visible is a patch of blue tent framed by bushes. Bowers spots another tent and moves on. He has many old friends here he calls his brothers.
We're going down here. My brother might be down here. He's been out here a lot of years, too.
He's helping his brothers in a new way. One tent at a time, he helps to bring this hidden problem into view. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Mary Meehan in Fayette County, Kentucky.